Big game, James McCarty, sports director at Flag Family Media, here with Logan Kopp, a linebacker for the NDSU Bison. First question I have for you is, a minute left to go on that Dakota marker last Saturday. You get that interception from Gronowski the first time he throws a pick in that series. What were the emotions when you realized that you held on to that football after bobbling it?
Oh, it was amazing. It was just a lot of hard work for myself, for my teammates, for my coaches, for my training staff over not only the past week, but all season, dating back to last season. Just a lot of hard work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, kind of all paying off in a big time moment, knowing that at that moment we had secured the win, secured the rock. It was a fantastic feeling.
What was the atmosphere like at the Dome? Different from anything else I got to imagine that you've ever felt before. I've been to playoff games at the Dome, and it, I don't think, was half as electric as that marker. What was it like for you as a player when you came out of that tunnel and you saw the way that that life of that Dome was?
It was amazing. Bison Nation never fails to show up, and we saw a prime example of that on Saturday. Like you said, it was, I think, the greatest atmosphere that I've ever played in, and so the fans did a great job of being our 12th man on Saturday. There's no doubt that they influenced the game. I believe they caused three false starts on their offense, which was huge for us. Yeah, I can't thank Bison Nation enough for just their support through the ups and the downs, and especially on Saturday being out there.
Getting that marker back, it's the first time in your collegiate career that you guys were able to hoist that thing up. What does that mean to get that back in Fargo?
It means everything. 80%, 85% of our team right now had never touched the rock before Saturday. And going into the season, this was one of the goals that we had, was to get the marker back to Fargo. And so we did everything we could throughout the week of practice to get that done. And we were fortunate enough to be able to get it done on Saturday and to have it back in Fargo, having a nice trophy case. The trophy case was out in the locker room empty all week as a reminder of what we were playing for on Saturday. And to now have the rock back where it belongs is a really special feeling.
I don't know if you'll even be able to comment on this one yet, but do you expect in December or possibly January to be playing the Jacks again?
I think it's very likely. Obviously, they're a very talented football team. Don't always like to look ahead to the future, but we know that's a very real possibility. Obviously, we saw them twice in 2022, and so we know it's a possibility. And whoever we run into later on in the season, we're going to be ready to play.
Now, being a leader on this defense for your squad, just as an overall whole, I have to imagine that each and every day you come to practice and you see everybody, you're thankful for it. But it seems like defensively this year, you guys have went through an immense amount of injuries. You've had to work through things. How have you been able to help lead some of those younger guys that maybe have been hoisted up into roles that they weren't expected to uphold in August, but now in October and into November, they're playing some pretty big minutes?
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, it's unfortunate, but injuries are part of the game of football, and we know that. So whatever the case is, whoever falls down, we know the next man has to step up, whether that's a sixth-year senior, whether that's a first-year freshman. We know that someone's going to have to step up, and the standard doesn't drop when that happens. The expectation is the same, no matter who you are, no matter how old you are. And I think that as older guys, we've done a good job instilling that into the minds of the younger guys, knowing that everybody has a role on this team. Even if you feel like you may not have a role week one, come where we are now, week 9, week 10, we've had some conversations with some guys just in the past couple of days, like, hey, you're gonna have to step up. You're gonna have to play some football for us. You're gonna have to play some high quality snaps for us in the coming weeks. And so I think the young guys have responded well thus far. I think they're gonna have a great week of practice preparing for these next games, and I'm confident in whatever 11 guys we have out there for the defense on Saturday. I'm very confident.
I know we talked about a preseason, but with the new coaching staff, especially for you defensively, whether it's Coach Polisek, a head coach, maybe making some adjustments, Coach Olson getting that opportunity to be promoted, how have you guys started to get more comfortable week by week? Because it seems like each week, even if you have some younger guys in there, you guys get a little bit more efficient in that defense.
I think we've been progressing every week, like you said. I think every week we're becoming more and more of a complete defense. Obviously, there was a lot of changes amongst coaching staff over the offseason, and change is never easy, but it's also never necessarily a bad thing. And so I think some of the change that's been going on has been good for us, but obviously it's been different, and it was possibly hard to adapt to early on in the season, but just the more reps, the more experience we get under our belt playing with each other, playing with our coaches coaching us. We've just continued to grow and develop as a defense as a whole, and we've been fortunate enough to be playing some of our best football, but I'm excited because I think our best football is yet to come. I think we're going to continue to grow and get better each and every week.
Now looking at this matchup against Missouri State, you as a leader on that defense, a two-parter a little bit, but one, how do you not have a letdown just from the atmosphere you guys played at last week against South Dakota State? And two, how do you keep guys playing up at that high level, knowing that you're going into a hostile environment, but also one where they're struggling right now in Murray State?
Yeah, we never have focused on the opponent that we're playing against. We've always focused on ourselves. It's never been about who we're playing. It's never been about where we're playing. It's never been about when we're playing. It's always been about the Bison, and it always will be about the Bison. And so whether we're playing West Fargo High, whether we're playing the Minnesota Vikings, whether we're playing in front of 50,000 fans, whether we're playing in front of zero, it doesn't matter to us. We're going to come out. We're going to have the same prep throughout the week, preparing for the most important game, because it's the only game we get that week. And that's our attitude, that's our mindset going into every game. And so it's no different this week. We're going in, we have a job to do on Saturday, which is to go 1-0. And it doesn't matter who, it doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter when. We're gonna go play our brand of football up to our standard. And we're not gonna let anybody else from the outside affect that. We're gonna stay focused on ourselves and playing our best football.
Last thing I have for you today, well, I always appreciate your time as well. Kind of piggybacking off of that, but defensively, what needs to happen for you guys to be successful against the Racers?
I think it starts with physicality and tackling. That's been two things that we have emphasized a lot throughout this whole season. I think we had a good stint of it on Saturday. I think we tackled well, and I think we were a more physical team, and we got the result that we wanted. And throughout the season, we've been saying if we're the more physical football team on Saturday, if we play harder than the other team, and if we tackle better than the other team, then we're going to get the results that we want. So keeping it simple with that, if we tackle well on Saturday, and if we play with the same type of physicality that we've been playing with the past few weeks, I believe that we will get the results that we want.